The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Fast Money starts right now, live from the Nasdaq market site overlooking New York City's Times Square. I'm Melissa Lee. Lineup tonight is Tim Seymour, Phil Camporelli of JP Morgan, Steve Grasso, and Guy Adami. The market rally, it's back on. The Dow surging nearly 200 points after a strong jobs report. And there is one chart that could mean record highs are here to stay. We've got the details. Plus, Lyft spinning out ahead of its earnings next week, down 13% from its IPO price. And Uber is gearing up for its big debut next week. But is the IPO boom about to go bust? But first, it's a jungle out there, and Berkshire Hathaway is going in head first with Amazon. Buffett's top investment managers making a bet on the tech giant, sending shares surging. The stock has had a wild ride so far this year. It's up 30% in 2019, adding $230 billion in market cap. It's now within striking distance of all-time highs. So do you keep buying Amazon here, or is this as good as it gets for the stock, Guy?
Well, I don't know if we've ever led the show with GNR.
I think we have.
A question?
Yeah, of course you can. Uh-oh.
Slash or Duff McKagan?
Slash. Yeah, that's not even close.
I think you're wrong. But
anyway,
well, Duff was sort of the heart and soul of the band, but Slash was
back
the pretty
to Amazon.
Boy.
back to Amazon.
He's going
to
tie this in.
I will tell you. Okay. I will welcome to the jungle. Well, you're in the jungle right now, but you know what? You were about to leave the jungle until Warren Buffett said, you know what? I'm going to get myself long a little Amazon, too. That's why the stock is clearly higher, in my opinion. If you looked at the quarter when they reported, that stock was headed significantly below $1,900 until one thing happened. The one thing was one-day delivery, and that gave the stock a little bit of breathing room. Then yesterday you saw the weakness in the stock with the broader market. Again, the stock wanted to go lower. You got another lifeline today. It's like that show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You're running out of lifelines. The third lifeline comes in the form of 2025, which was the all-time high bet last summer. If it doesn't close above there, you have a monster double top, and I think it goes down. I'm not saying short the stock. I'm just saying it's had a tremendous run, take some money off the table.
And all those things that you just named, why are they doing one-day delivery? Because they feel like competition is knocking on the door. They feel like Target's coming down. They feel like Walmart's coming down. All of their numbers have somewhat peaked, at least quarter over quarter.
What do you mean? Which numbers have peaked? I'm confused.
Sales, 17% versus 46%. AWS, 41% versus 49%. What numbers are we talking about? This has been a growth company with exponential growth that is slowing. They're losing momentum. And what are they doing? A massive investment period.
Well, the move to spend $800 million or something on to go to 2 day to 1 day is hardly a cost that really bothers me. It's easy to be critical of Amazon on a valuation basis. I certainly have oft been critical. But if we go back to Welcome to the Jungle, after we sing Welcome to the Jungle, then we say we've got fun and games. We've got everything you want. And when I look at the market right
now. Is that a lyric?
Yes.
Song?
Yes.
It's a lyric.
Yes. I wouldn't just be doing that right now. Look, we've got everything you want. What more do you need for mega cap tech right now that a Fed is absolutely giving you the green light to do whatever you want? You've got a company that, to me, is as bulletproof as there is in the tech world, despite the fact that they've warned you they're going to spend more. I think the bar is actually somewhat lower.
They've already slowed before their spending, though, Tim. Well, ads, 36% versus 96%. No, I'm serious.
They continue to grow at a pace that maybe is less than what they were. AWS, I think, is probably the weaker part of this, not on a relative basis. It's certainly where the best growth has come. But I do think that there's a more competitive dynamic in what's becoming commoditized cloud.
That used to be their lifeline. AWS. And if that's slowing, there's a real problem with Amazon because the actual brick and mortar stores aren't doing anything. No one expected them to do anything. Uh-huh. But you expected to see exponential growth where they've had it. And you're seeing that slow. It's right. Still great growth, but you're seeing that slow.
I understand your points about Amazon and the growth may show signs of slowing. But in terms of the ultimate lifeline, I mean, I think Tim hit it on the head. Ooh. And that is That is the Fed.
Yep.
The Fed plus today's jobs report was just a signal to go ahead and buy growth.
We got everything
tech,
you want.
Buy
how
mega
do you know
cap
the name?
Tech. That's what we saw in today's market. And doesn't that give Amazon
certainly endorsed
a lifeline?
On Wednesday, they basically said, there's a really high bar for us to do anything. We're on hold. We're patient. Rates remain low. Those future cash flows look really good. And let's not underestimate power of the consumer. The consumer is driving Amazon as well. And you can make the case right now, again, you get everything you want, that the consumer has never looked better in this cycle as they do right now, driven by wage inflation, very low interest rates, and the stock market, net worth, right? Things like that are all very powerful drivers for Amazon.
Right. So
well, the net worth, the net worth applies like 5% of the population.
Yeah, but debt doesn't, Guy. Everybody's got debt.
Everybody's got debt.
And rates are really
And I agree with that. And the consumer, I mean, again, consumer optimism to me, the only thing it is an overlay of the S&P 500. Not suggesting that everybody owns stocks. It's just that people feel better when the stock market goes up. You see how fast stocks, consumer spending stops. Just go back to October, November, December. I mean, it ratchets down in a meaningful way. And the only reason it did is because the stock, in my opinion, the stock market went down 20%. So as long as the stock market does well, yes, the consumer will spend money. And I think the Fed is onto that game. And by the way, I get just off subject, but Mike Pence talked, I mean, it's pretty crazy when you talk about 3.5% unemployment, 3.2 GDP, and they're talking about cutting rates by 1%. It's madness, in my opinion.
And it is. And so let's get back to the broader market. If you think about what was outperforming today, you had transports, you had everything that was cyclical, emerging markets back on the beam. So, 2 days after we were concerned about maybe the dollar breaking out again, you could also make an argument the dollar's been trapped in a range. And if we're whispering about the Fed cutting rates, which I think is ludicrous, I agree with you, Guy.
But that puts a lid on things.
It certainly should put a lid on the dollar. But it gets back to, I'm not saying that I like this holistically. I'm not telling you that the markets aren't expensive or some company like Amazon may not be growing what they were. But in an environment where rates are actually going lower, we've got a supportive Fed, and yet we still got GDP north of 2%. Even if we are going into lowering ISM. So what leading indicators, you pick them. I realize this isn't a buoyant global investment environment, but equities are still your best bet.
Yeah, and you trade the market you have, Steve. So you've been bearish.
I get it, yep.
But here, I mean, can you see the arguments for a market that goes higher,
100%.
Even if it's a drift higher? And how do you trade that?
You have to stick with the overall growth players. So it's going to be tech. Tech is the outstanding. That's the buy if the market continues to go higher. But it cuts both ways. Six names that you buy, the FANG plus the Apple plus the Microsoft, will go down the hardest when the market fails. And it cuts both ways.
I think that it shouldn't be misconstrued as a flight to quality trade. Tech is not a flight to quality. Everybody knows those names. But when it got into trouble last year, like in October, it was because everybody thought, let me go buy tech because that's not going to go down. That is not the right answer.
So what do you
Well, I'll give you a trade there, young lady. You weren't here at the beginning of the week. And you look tanned, by the way. Great job by you getting tanned this early in the season.
Hoboken is great this time of year.
Beautiful this time of year.
Right across the river.
It's fantastic.
It's very close.
But we said when Google or Alphabet reported, we talked about, is this an opportunity? I think the stock was trading, I don't know, 12.10 or so. And one of the things we said is, no, there's probably further room to the downside. It should trade down to 11.50. That's a 50% correction of the December low. And the recent high makes perfect sense. Why don't you go back and look where we basically stuck
gave
on
credit
a dime
last night, $11.58 or so, somewhere around that, $8 away from the stick in the pin.
So what does that mean? It means now you have something to trade against in the Google.
And again, what we also said last night, I don't want to rehash last night's show, but there were a couple names like Intel and Google that, to me, after this earnings period, I think were overly beaten up, especially when you're looking for valuation if you are concerned in a market that's near its all-time top. And I just want to talk about the Warren Buffett connection to Amazon, which a lot of people want to, I think we tend to overdo this stuff, with all due respect to Mr. Buffett, because first of all, I don't know when he bought this stock. It's the same thing as looking at a 13F filing. The fact that we know that Berkshire has finally embraced Amazon, we don't know really when they decided to do that. And that's
we know just, that it took them years to do it as well. They missed 800% of the move. Ted, Tom, Tim, and Too Little. What's the two guys? I don't want to do any disrespect. Todd and Ted. They came on and when? 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
They missed Amazon. If they just bought it now, they missed Amazon to the tune of 832%.
That's true. But,
they're late.
It's from the moment they bought it to whenever. I mean, it could still be a great return. I'm not trying to defend them.
Sure. It can be a great return.
Hold on. Who are these guys?
Tom and Ted. They're adventurers. Remember the movie?
The Buffett lieutenants who manage the smaller portfolios. They're the ones who
you got to pick up a paper.
Technology.
Just pick up a paper.
Is that what we do here? Are we actually in the media? So we're supposed to know what's going on.
You're supposed to know that they bought it, not him.
Yeah.
But what does Tim do? You don't follow Warren Buffett necessarily. I mean, Warren Buffett has stayed away from technology. The tech that he's bought has been Apple, which has been good, and IBM, which has been terrible.
Tim talk, not the other Tim, who's with Tom and Ted, because I haven't met him yet.
Tim and Ted.
But it's interesting. And listen, Warren Buffett, I mean, he is, you know, he's on Mount Rushmore, right?
Sure,
I mean, he's Mickey, he's all those things.
Right.
Mickey Mantle, Yankee, you know, great Yankee.
All time.
He's in the pantheon.
Why not Mike Rizzoli?
Another conversation, but I'll mention this. When they announced they had bought J.P. Morgan, that was so not a Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway buy. Why? Because it was on valuation didn't make a lot of sense. You're talking about a stock trading 2x book and made you wonder who's, I'm sure Mr. Buffett is overseeing this, but there are clearly other people now making decisions. So I don't think this is a Berkshire Hathaway purchase of 10 years or so ago.
I also think that Warren Buffett does an excellent job at making investments for a horizon that I think a lot of investors are not ready to do. They're not our horizon, and I'm not sure I even know what our horizon is.
But he even made it a point.
I think we're all different.
But Tim, he made it a point to say that it wasn't his purchase. He made it a point to say that it wasn't his purchase. He went out of his way to say it wasn't his purchase, which makes me think that it has zero to do with any of his history about being the... top investor of our life.
I just want to say that I, from a perspective of what Berkshire Hathaway typically invests, they have a time horizon where, first of all, they are looking, frankly, often to buy some stuff that's a little bit bombed out, take a call. I mean, in the crisis, Warren Buffett made some amazing calls on companies that I think a lot of people weren't ready to step in and buy. And I think their time horizon on investing is very different than a lot of people approach. So buying Amazon at this stage of the cycle, and Steve's right in that... What have you been waiting for if it took you this long, except for the fact that I think Amazon is now figuring out ways to really be able to pull levers on profitability that will allow this company to do what they want for the foreseeable.
I've been an Amazon bull since $190. Right now, it is way long in the tooth, and they're telling you they're making an investment. They're telling you they're making an investment in the face of slowing growth,
right.
No matter how great that growth still is.
Well, this could be an acknowledgement, them getting into Amazon, that we are at a point in the cycle where you have to be in large cap technology. Value is harder to find these days. I don't know.
And that goes back to kind of that tech story of what folks believe that future value of cash flows mean. And if interest rates are staying low, listen, it's going to be really hard for the 10-year Treasury to get past 3% this year, right? I think that's something we can all agree on here. And in that environment, with that bar so high for the Fed to do anything, tech looks good in this environment.
I also think, and sorry we keep jumping back on Amazon, but as far as I'm concerned, Amazon made investments in procurement, logistics, warehousing, ERP, things that people did not understand for a long time. And suddenly they woke up one day and Amazon was able to control infrastructure like no company we've ever seen. When they tell me they're going to invest in some new part of their business right now, I have to listen and think that, you know what, I think they probably know what they're doing. And that doesn't scare me.
All right. We've got a market flash on Occidental Petroleum moving higher in the after-hour session. Let's get to Eric Chemmy in the newsroom for the details. Eric.
Melissa, that's right. Occidental Petroleum, the stock is moving right now after a Bloomberg report saying that Carl Icahn has developed a small position in the company. You can see it there moving more than 1% now. It was about 2% or more just a couple of seconds ago. So that is a Bloomberg report saying that Carl Icahn is building a position in that stock. And here we go with the Friday after-hours. Big move up. Back to you.
All right, Eric, thank you. Eric Chemmy in the newsroom with news on Occidental Petroleum. This is an interesting twist in this whole deal situation.
Carl getting involved in the game. But it comes, you know, again, we had talked about levered Anadarko Petroleum's name we talked about for a long time. Now it's on everybody's radar screen. Carl getting into the action makes you wonder, again, some of these other names that seem to make sense. Even on just on flat valuation, I'll say it again. The stock hasn't performed. Dan Nathan fricassees me almost nightly when I bring it up on his desk. Rightly so, by the way. But a name like PSX should be higher in this environment.
What's he doing to you? What does that mean?
He makes fun. He laughs. He chuckles.
He carves you up?
Carves me up. Right? He throws some high heat, then he throws a nasty slider down and away. It's just nasty.
Kind of like Noah Syndergaard did.
People are going to follow Carl in the same way that they follow Warren Buffett in. If you look at the chart, this is around where this stock bounced, is around where it's bounced before. E&P definitely garner and suck up a lot of the oxygen in the room when you're looking at energy to buy. So, yes, they will chase him, but I would not chase this spike higher. I would let it settle in after the Carl Icahn effect is over.
All right, coming up. Disney's rally has been unstoppable in the past month, but will the magic fade after its earnings report next week? We will explain. Plus, don't call it a comeback. Adidas is surging on earnings. Now the company is neck and neck with its rival, Nike. So which stock is a better buy? The traders will weigh in. And tech IPO mania is in full gear, and SoftBank could be about to make a $100 billion splash. But could all that euphoria be a sign a bubble is brewing? We've got the details. We're live from Times Square in New York City. Much more Fast Money right after this.
The spirit of performance defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Welcome back to Fast Money. Check out shares of Lyft. The stock slightly higher today, but down 13% since the ride-sharing company went public in late March as it gears up for its first earnings report next week. And its biggest rival, Uber, gets ready to make its debut. And SoftBank is reportedly considering an IPO for its $100 billion Vision Fund, which includes a portfolio of Uber, Slack, DoorDash, Wag, and other startups. An IPO would give investors, regular investors, access to shares of some of the hottest companies before they go public. But does an IPO of IPOs signal some sort of top to all of this euphoria, Grasso?
Sounds a little toppy to me. But when you think about it, Lyft versus Uber, people were making room on their books for Uber, so they move out Lyft. Mm-hmm. So that makes total sense to me. Uber is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Everyone wants that piece of that IPO. So the markets are higher. IPOs come out more.
Right.
But I don't think it means that it doesn't necessarily have to mean it's a top.
Weren't they making room for Uber? I mean, wasn't Lyft down like day three? So, I mean, was that...
Lyft was down day one.
Lyft, well, I mean, yeah, effectively
from the top,
off that top.
Right?
So, I mean, I think, first of all, I am concerned. And yes, SoftBank, you know, IPO fund, IPOing is second derivative. Oh, my goodness. But I do think you have a dynamic here where if Amazon is rallying and you're seeing mega cap tech rallying, there's clearly a pathway for people to be investing in innovation and growth. By the way, there are parts of the market that aren't rallying at all. So, I mean, if you think about it, people are willing to pay for those companies. And leaving aside, was it Beyond Meat, Almost Meat?
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat. I mean, Beyond Meat is a case of where people are looking at disruption in meat. I don't want to bring this up, but again, they're looking at companies where you actually have a dynamic that I think is still one of innovation, and I think people are paying for that.
I mean, it's idiosyncratic growth in a way that they're looking for with these particular companies. Phil, what does that say about where we are in the market?
Just from a top-down level, I think when IPOs go well, people do feel good. But that is not a linchpin for this market right now, in our opinion. The linchpin for this market has to do with really easy financial conditions causing a grind higher. So, you know, it will be a nice to have if some of these IPOs go well and people start to feel good about things like Uber or Lyft. But from our perspective, it goes more to the fundamental growth story that's going to drive the market higher, not these IPOs.
So the Vision Fund is thinking about raising money for another Vision Fund. Imagine all of this money sloshing around. Just follow my logic
I'm
here.
I'm trying. Vision raising for another. Right. Okay, got it.
All this money sloshing around to be deployed into private companies right now. What does that do to the pipeline in terms of the characteristics of the companies that do eventually go public? If they are able to tap this money in the private market so easily, will they be more mature companies with less upside?
Wow. Like a Pinterest, for example, which is a rather mature company.
Right. So
but
does
I
this
do
market
think has
change?
Upside. But that was like a crazy in-depth question. Like, I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah. But I think
but
you're
were
right.
Were you able to follow
no,
it, right?
No, I was able
okay.
to follow it.
You
That's why
you almost as if you would never expect that from her.
No, on a Friday? I mean, that was
to
me. Companies are more mature, but it's it's interesting. You know, history doesn't repeat, but it certainly rhymes. And Uber said in their 345-page outline, there's a chance that they're never profitable.
Yep.
Think about that. When was the last time you heard that? 1999. Just bring on,
that's
just
a risk
mention,
factor.
Just to mention.
They say, I mean, they have to say it. Every prospectus has that line.
Never profitable? That's a risk?
That's a risk. The company could not be profitable.
It may
sounds
not
like
necessarily
a big risk.
Mean it's a bad pretty. Stock
I
to
get
trade.
It. It's all good.
For more on the IPO mania and what is coming up next, head on over to CNBC.com. I'm Melissa Lee. You're watching Fast Money on CNBC, first in business worldwide. In the meantime, here's what else is coming up on Fast.
That's great.
Never.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Welcome back to Fast Money. Shares of Adidas surging today, hitting a fresh all-time high after the sportswear giant beat on its earnings results. Adidas CEO Kasper Rorsted spoke to Sarah Eisen this morning, saying the company has been working on its supply chain issues and that business is booming in China.
We're still a very, very hot brand in China, and that's why we have not seen a substantial slowdown of our business in China. You know, we have doubled our business in China within the last 4 years, and which is now the biggest business, the biggest single country in the world for us. So we're very, very optimistic for China also for the future.
The move in Adidas today, putting it now neck to neck with Nike, with both stocks up around 28% in the past year. So here's a Friday, would you rather?
No way.
Would you rather?
Wow, we're up for it.
Adidas or Nike, Tim?
I would rather Nike. And to me, the reason is I still think Nike is the standard to be set in terms of, let's go back to innovation and footwear. I mean, this is truly why people are back into Nike, why North America has caught back up after being really a headwind for the company. DTC in China is actually accelerating. And I get the rivalry that's existed between Nike and Adidas. And if you played this would you rather 2 years ago, you wanted to own Adidas. But the last 12 months have been, you know, called an even stake. In the meantime, I think Nike caught up, and I think Nike actually is moving ahead of Adidas.
Really? You like the consumer in general?
Yeah, and this may be the only thing that James Harden can beat Kevin Durant at. Right, in terms of the Harden Nike.
You lost Mel.
Lost Melissa?
Yeah.
I don't know sport things. Anyway.
But it is certainly a consumer discretionary play, right? So we would like both. My son loves both Adidas and Nike, right? I mean, this is a consumer discretionary story.
Did you like how he played the would you rather? Either.
Which
either
is,
was
and
the
I,
answer.
And I wasn't going to okay, fricassee him to Dan Nathan him because it's not fair. But you can't do either.
Well, he just did.
He just
anyway.
Did.
Anyway.
The problem with Nike, in my opinion, is valuation 28 times next year's numbers. Expensive. But then you go back to the last quarter and see their inventories. They really have their inventories in check. You have 7% sales growth. Inventories only up 1% year over year. Means margins will hang in there, which means the stock should
go
higher.
Did you pick Nike? Adidas. Adidas online,
well
online sales
right
40% are up 40%. China's killing it. Europe is going to come back on. They are stealing market share from Nike. Adidas is the play.
All right, it is time for the final trade now. Let's go around the horn. Tim Seymour.
So speaking of killing it in China, I mean, Alibaba is actually now a stock that you're buying on a breakout here and a valuation that makes a lot of sense. Trade deal or not, Alibaba is the stock to own.
It's hard not to like the S&P 500 here. So an SPY trade for me, as financial conditions remain really, really accommodative here, and it makes sense. The path of least resistance is higher in the equity.
Great. And thank you for joining us today.
Nice to have you, Phil.
Steve.
Last night I gave you a stock that was under pressure, WRK. Tonight I'm going to give you another stock that's been under pressure, OLN, Olin Corp. It's been under pressure. It has not performed, but it is going to perform very, very soon.
What do we got on OA tonight? Anything
a
special?
Big show. It's always special.
Is Carter
guy.
Braxton
always
worth going to be here?
Yes, he's in the wings.
You know, somebody on Twitter said that Carter Braxton was a founding men, like the Declaration of Independence. Is that true?
Footprints on Plymouth Rock.
No kidding.
Yeah. Tony Braxton actually sings the song
Tony Braxton. I'm very familiar with that song.
Anyway, what's your final trade?
Yeah, my final trade is Qualcomm. You thought I forgot. I didn't forget. And I got to tell you, the fact that it didn't sell off on that quarter is very good.
Options Action's up next. Stay tuned.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.